أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. صدق الله العظيم. These are the ayat, the verses of Surah Muzzammil, revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki period, and according to the narrations, it was amongst the earlier surahs that were revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah begins with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressing our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, you who is enwrapped in a cloth. One point of appreciation here is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses him, and the address is one of love, one of fondness, one of affection that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows for our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We would have heard our ulama say this on many occasions, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not address Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly by his name in the Quran Sharif, whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have addressed other anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam directly by their names. And this shows that great honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accorded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some ulama have stated that when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had received wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the very initial wahi, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come back to our mother, Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Zammiluni, zammiluni, wrap me in a cloth, wrap me in a cloth. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loved this phrase to such an extent that when she wrapped Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in that cloth, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now called him one who is enwrapped in a cloth. Again, we will find there were other occasions when the Quraysh of Makkah decided to nickname Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They wanted to call him by some title that will demean and disgrace Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So some said they should call him a kahin, a sood, a sayer, a fortune teller. Others said they should call him mad, and others said they should call him a sorcerer, a magician. And then they decided that they will call him a sorcerer and a magician. At that time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was filled with grief, and then he took this cloth, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrapped himself in this cloth. And perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also makes reference to that incident, that at that time the world may want to decide to call you by a name, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will choose the most beloved of titles for you, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil. Then other ulama have also stated it was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see that this is the habit of the devotees of Islam ever since, that when they would perform the tahajjud salat, or when they would devote themselves to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will put a shawl upon them or a cloth upon them, and this standing up in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that actually collaborates with the ayahs that come, is so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layla illa qalila, that stand at night but a little while. In other words, devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Allah's ibadat, in the tahajjud salat, stand as much as possible. Allah ta'ala gives some portions of the night, but a little portion of the night you would be allowed to sleep. So Sahaba used to say, that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had compelled the Ummah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the 5 times Salat on the Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had compelled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba to the night Salat, and that is Tahajjud. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given fixed portions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, after a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dropped these portions also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nisfahu, half the night, awin qus, or diminish, minhu, from it, qalila, a little, that half the night, and if it is little less than half the night, that will also be fine. Aw zid, alayhi warattil al-Qur'ana tartila. Aw zid, or if you wish, you may increase also over and above half the night, but stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what are you expected to do in that standing? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Then recite the Qur'an with clarity, recite the Qur'an distinctly. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif should take place. In our terms, to simplify all this, that the attempt of learning the pronunciation of the letters, the huruf, the alphabets that make up the words of the Qur'an Sharif, that is one aspect of it. Then when we read, we should be reading in a manner that is distinct, a manner that is clear. It should not be haphazard. We should be deliberate in our reading, that every word is known, every word is heard, and more important is that we ourselves hear these words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his recitation of the Qur'an, many, many after him, after Sahaba, the Tabi'een, they would ask the Sahaba about the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about it. Our mother, Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, was asked about it, that how was the qira'ah, how was the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would give a demonstration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's recitation, and the sum of it all is that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely clear, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely distinct. There was a very deliberate recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each word was absolutely clear. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses this address of love, affection, fondness, kindness, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stand up for the tahajjud, and that was half the night, a little less, a little more, and to make tilawat and recite the Qur'an Sharif. And this is in actual fact the fondness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the dedication that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.